We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jumping off in our third and final hour of a Sports Talk, a special edition. Team WWL includes Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst, all-time great, along with the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. I'm Christian Garrick, right to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines. Greg in Mississippi has been patiently waiting. Go ahead, Greg, you're on WWL.
Hey, thank you, Christian. I have to tell Dr. Roto that reference you made to Michael Thomas. I'm a Dr. Roto customer, so that makes me encouraged to draft Michael Thomas in my fantasy draft. I was going to ask you guys, would it just be in three preseason games this year? The third game, which I guess is the only home game against the Chargers, will you see the starters, you know, a couple of quarters, maybe going into three quarters? And then hotty-tighty to Deuce. We got that national championship finally in baseball at Ole Miss. Deuce, do you think we'll see Matt Corral sometime this year for the Panthers, I guess, if it's not an injury to Mayfield? What do you think the chances are of Matt Corral seeing the field this year? And I appreciate you guys, Christian. We love you. My favorite Marine. We love you up here in Mississippi. Appreciate
Thank you, Greg.
You.
Appreciate it. Right back at you. Go ahead, Deuce.
Well, national champion, kudos to you too, sir. The last question with Matt, I think if their season is not going the way that they want it to go, you'll start to evaluate him a little bit. I mean, they've probably got two guys that, not only from Baker Mayfield's standpoint, but I think, you know, Matt Rhule is on the hot seat. So he is going to do really any and everything he can to try to win games. And if it's evaluating a young player and he think maybe that saves his job, then that's what he's going to do. But I would be surprised if you see Matt. I mean, that just means that their season is totally not going the way that they thought it would go. And the other part of it, I forgot the first question.
It was about starters.
Preseason game.
And we only had two last year, so we never got to that third day.
Yeah, you know, for me, I think that you may see – I definitely don't think you'll see him for three quarters. I think that you may see him for a quarter. Some guys maybe two drives. I definitely don't think that you'll see him for three quarters. Here's the interesting part about it. You normally used to have that extra game in there that was on a Thursday night. You'd play on Friday, Saturday, then you have a quick turnaround, play that Thursday, and then you have the long break. Now you just have the long break. It's really on how you feel as far as where your team is at. And then, am I truly getting a look at a young player? I think we were all in agreement that this roster is probably set at about 40 to 42 players. There are probably 10 to 12 guys that are fighting for roster spots, active roster spots. Mm-hmm. Now, there's probably 15 to 20 guys that are fighting for practice squad spots. Sure. So, that's a lot of evaluation still going on by the coaches and the scouts and the front office. So for them, I think that's really what they want to see. Can we solidify and say that player X is who we thought we were getting and he deserves to be on this roster? And then I think they always are going to keep maybe two spots open for via trade and or to be maybe pick up a player or two from somebody else's team that got released that maybe they felt like that, hey, look, we need to shore up right now. We'll use linebacker because you got a couple guys hurt.
I think guys like Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, Mike Thomas even though he's coming off the injury, I think that they won't play in the preseason at all because they're going to work for a couple of days against Green Bay. I think they value, coaches and players value those reps more than they do a preseason game.
Well, particularly that week one. I mean, and that's week one, as well, that's week two as far as preseason.
I mean, do you see
Jameis? I think Mike Thomas plays in some preseason games.
Yeah, you know, I do, but I just don't think he, in that week, he might knock some rust off in the Houston game, but I don't think you see him in week three. I don't think you see any Tyrann Mathieu, Jameis Winston, for that matter, even though he's coming off.
I don't think you see him in week one. I don't think you see him against Houston. I don't think you see Mike Thomas against Houston.
Okay.
I agree, but I would play him some. I'd play him in that Green Bay. I'd play him somewhere along the way to get some game.
But do you need to when you can?
I don't know if you. I mean, if you get what you want out of 101s and 707 in practice against them, I don't think they go with him.
By the way, that defense is going to be pretty good up there in Green Bay.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah, I would be highly surprised if those veterans played more than a quarter to a half, and that may be combined. That may be completely combined, and that's like, you know, your Cam Jordan, that's 10-plus years. You know, Tyrann Mathieu, he may get out there and give you a quarter, you know, but outside.
Because he's new.
He's new in the system.
Yeah, he wants to see the communication.
Correct. I mean, but for the majority part of it, that, it's going to be, all right, young guy.
Yeah.
You want to make this squad? You got plenty of opportunity to do so.
Well, I think, to me, because we all knew how it used to be, right? First game, play a quarter. Second game, maybe a little bit. Third game was your play the first half. Maybe Drew would start the first series of the second half.
It depends on, not late.
But you knew exactly. And then the fourth game, nobody, right? So we're trying to figure out with this new three-game system. But Deuce is right. They play on August 26th with the Chargers. Their next game is September 11th. So if you don't play in the 26th, all right, that's a gap. But if you do play, you've also got time. If it's a minor injury, I'm just saying it's a different, you know, kind of
feeling. Well, and that's where I really think, what type of team do I have?
Right.
If I've got a young team, then I want to keep them sharp, and they need to play. You know, I got to keep them sharp. But if I got a veteran team, hey, look, man, y'all got 2 weeks. That's like a mini break, mini bye.
You're right.
Here's your mini bye, and here's what's interesting as well. The Saints travel a fairly good amount the first, 6 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Not as bad as last year.
Not as bad. But you don't get a break.
No, not until
week 14.
Yep.
You don't get a break.
Normally it would have been after the London game.
And you don't get a break after London as well. How can I save my guys their legs? Now, you say, man, that's almost 2 months. It all adds up. It all adds up. And so that's one of the things that Coach Allen, Coach Ray, you know, your new strength and conditioning coach, that's all going to come into play. I mean, because now I got to figure out, hey, look, we got to hydrate these guys. We got to give them one day off. When you fly back Sunday, you know, it's Monday. And then, all right, you got to come in on Tuesday, or we got to figure out a way to get your body back to where you're back on, you know, American time and not London time. And I think it's the Seahawks is who you play.
It is.
Back at home. Back. Seattle, Cincinnati at home after that.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it's an interesting schedule from that point of view. But I do believe that they're going to have that 14-day window as far as from a starter, bona fide starter, not getting those reps.
Yeah, and look, Dennis Allen's going to have to decide. Deuce, this is his first time doing it in New Orleans. What, you know, how much reps he wants to give those guys. They're going to have staff meetings on that. They'll figure all that out. And what I would invite the average fan to understand is these are all very, very detailed, discussed decisions organization.
Here's one. Ryan Ramczyk.
Don't play him.
See you September.
Yep. Yeah. I don't need to play him.
No problem.
Ryan, see you September.
Yep.
Well, all right, I'll give you one drive. You know, but for the most part, that's going to be – how did he work in Green Bay? All right, he's good.
Right. To me, one drive is like, then what's the point? Yeah. If you're doing that, then set him down.
True. I mean, but from a communication point from your offensive line,
yeah.
If I feel like that he is fine and he's okay, then yeah. I mean, don't even do it. But from that standpoint, Alvin Kamara, see September.
Nope. Yeah.
You know, it's just like it's certain guys that they are so important to the big picture.
How much does Jameis play?
I just want to see him move with his knee. Yeah. But he doesn't play a lot. That right. first game, for me, James, you're not going. You're not going. But I want to get some throws, some reps for you, but it's not going to be a very lot. I mean, and so that's how it is. You got to be able to get your work in right now and during that week of practice against Green Bay, or at least the 2 days of practice.
He's Deuce McAllister, Saints legend, Saints color analyst, the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. I'm Christian Garrick. Back to your calls when we come back. Also still to come, Deuce's wild sounds from training camp. Also, K-Dog's dogs and your calls next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Deuce, Mike, and Christian here on... Actually, let me back up. Deuce, Haas, and Christian. Because
I want to be easier. If you start doing it all the time...
Yeah, and it's Bobby not Mike Dettillier.
Bobby's doing it.
Yeah, Haas and Dettillier. Haas right. and Mike. Anyway, right to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines we go. Let's see. Paul on the North Shore. Go ahead, Paul. You're on WWL.
What's up, Christian? How y'all guys making out?
We're good, thank you.
Hey, sorry, I talked to you right before practice, and I was talking about the cornerback battle. I wanted you guys to comment on that for a taste. We've never had, I don't think, in Saints history, cornerbacks on either side that of the table that just, you don't have any weakness in the secondary. This might be the best defense in Saints history. I can't believe I'm saying it. It's going to the days of Jason David and Eli Candy Apple. And I just wanted one question for Mike. What's up with the Shoney's menu at practice? And I'll hang up and listen.
Well, let me get that out of the way. Then Deuce can talk about the cornerbacks. But yeah, those are my boards. I have the board of the
your entire play-by-play
board of the entire Saints wide receivers. Left column, then quarterbacks, running backs, secondary linebackers, defensive line. It's got some protection on it, so if it rains, and that's a good one. My Shoney's breakfast board, but yeah, I have one for Houston and one for the Saints.
Most people don't realize, you know, how you have to get prepared for, you know, a game.
Yeah,
and it's the Shoney's menu, and so, you know, most coaches carry it around as far as it looks like a menu, and then they kind of shrink it down, but Mike's will shrink down as well, you know, when you go from 90 to 53. Yeah, right. But right now, that's exactly what it is.
I've used it as a shade. It's a pretty good hat shade, too.
Try reading one of those Shoney's menus when it's not your handwriting.
Yeah. You had to do that in Arizona. You had to do that in Arizona.
So he made a good point, Deuce. I mean, this secondary is one, it's good, and two, people in great positions and right positions, and they're just playing well.
Well, you're playing really, really well, and you got a lot of guys that are comfortable in the system. They have a year in the system, particularly, you know, Roby and Adebo. Those two guys, I don't want to say have been pleasant surprises, but I think that they're playing to the level that the Saints thought they could play to when you made the trade to get Roby. And then when you drafted Paulson Adebo, I mean, look, he didn't play, what, 2 years of football before last year? And so now he has really gotten comfortable in the system. He understands what is expected of him, and he's competing. He is competing. And then not even to throw Chauncey into the mix as far as your slot guy, and then you throw some of the young players in there, Alante Taylor, and, you know, you kind of know what you get with on the back end at your safety with May and Tyrann Mathieu. So, I mean, it's some playmakers. And so, for me, the biggest thing that they're going to have, and it's going to take some time, early on, I wonder how vanilla or non-complicated Dennis will have it, Coach Allen will have it, even though he's not calling the defensive plays, he's involved. Communication. Just because they have not played together. On the back end, it's all about communication. It's about talking. And so from a coach's standpoint, I can give them the perfect defense. But if they don't understand it, and if they can't communicate a check, you're in trouble. You've got a busted play, or you got somebody wide open.
Well, that was Rob Ryan.
And now that you got trouble.
That was Rob Ryan's issue, is that he was kind of making it too complicated, and it was hard to communicate some of the checks, et cetera. That's why he failed as a DC here. Sometimes these coaches, Deuce, you know this well, these coaches –
It looks good on paper.
Yeah, they're mad scientists.
This is a perfect call. You know, I can cover this way. I can give this look, and you know, we can do it this way. But the players have to go out there and execute.
Right.
And if you can't do that, it was just I told you this is what you had to do. Yeah, but coach, he lined up a little bit farther inside, and so it didn't look like that was what I had to call. And you know, it's just like, man, you're gonna get me fired. And that's what happened.
Mike, you heard Deuce talk about Paulson Adebo and the camp he's having, and you've talked about it as well. But I think what jumps out at you is the physicality. I mean, that's a physical cornerback, man. No different than Marshawn. A lot of Marshawn's physical, too. But that's something I think that his game, he wasn't there yet last year with his physicality.
The thing that you have to watch when you're physical is – how much of the pulling, the grabbing, will the officials let you have?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you can't get away with it, what I mean, you're a walking penalty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so knowing and understanding what crews allow you to play that way, what crews allow you to kind of bump and you're after 5 yards, what crews allow you to kind of tug a little bit, I think that's all going to play a factor in it. I mean, but he wants to get his hands on you. He wants to be able to touch the receiver, which is good.
Yeah, I'm just saying from last year to this year, am I wrong? You can see his physicality has been increased a little bit.
Oh, he knows what he's doing.
Right.
He knows what expected.
I think the last game he played prior to the Green Bay game in Jacksonville was October of 2019. I mean,
that's correct. Yeah, because he set out. Yeah, that's correct.
The gap that he had. And he played great against Green Bay. I just think, you know, it's a confidence thing. And I mean, how many teams would have two brand new safeties not in the organization last year and be talking so highly about their secondary? And I think that does go back, like you said, to communication. That is a very key part because you do got two brand new safeties.
But I watch
CD Deuce now, and I feel like he's a different football player. He's not about head hunting, and he's about ball hawk now. And he seems like he's just a much smarter player. And when P.J. Williams, I just feel like, man, C.D. Deuce to me has just kind of changed my whole feeling about him. I just feel like he's gone leaps and bounds in the last 2 years as a football player.
Yeah, even on the veteran part of it, Christian, you can be a veteran, but the terminology may be different.
Sure.
The call may be different to the inside corner. And now he's got to bump it out to the outside corner. Or I'm the single side safety, and me in the corner on that side are working together, you know. And we may be running a banjo where, you know, anything inside I'm going to take, and anything outside he's going to take, you know. And when we go move a guy up in press coverage, and it's a 3-by-1 look, and we've got a guy in press, and you know, hey, how are we going to play this? You know, can we get on the same? How are we stacking this? Are we just passing it off completely? Or are we going to try to, you know, one guy's got to go over the top? All of that comes into play.
It's about mistakes,
no doubt.
Right?
No doubt. I mean,
Dennis Allen said, made a good point.
Game of mistakes, yeah. What I'm trying to convey, though, is that because those guys have both played a lot of football and understand the importance.
You're comfortable. You're comfortable. Yeah. You're a lot more comfortable with it because they've got stripes on the wall, but it's still repetition.
Sure. Like most things. Bottleman. Go ahead, Bottleman, on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text lines. You're on WWL.
Hey, first of all, I want to say good evening to you guys, and good to hear you today, Chris, and at the station.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I'd like to send a shout out to Deuce, man. Deuce, you're going to be a coach one day, man. You just let God continue to use you, man. You continue to be a...
Bottle man, turn off your radio, please.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You can't hear yourself. Man, you don't want to hear yourself talk. Trust me.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. I'd like to send a shout-out to Deuce, man. Deuce, man, I've been watching you since you was in college. My grandson went to Ole Miss, so that's not a point. But I'm an N.O. I'm from the N.O. You came to Iowa City, man. You come here with a good attitude. You came here, you led by example. You played hurt, you did everything. So God got plans for you. You're going to be a coach one day, so you might well get your coaching shoes on. The other shout I want to send out is to Mario Davis and his family, man. I went out and ate lunch with them today. I got a chance to meet his wife, and she wanted me to call her once everything is over with. We're going to get on that grind to try to help our community, man. We need to win the Super Bowl and get ourselves together down here in Louisiana, man. Y'all have a blessed day. Shout out from the bottom, man. Who that?
Apologize about that. Bottom man, thanks for the phone call.
Bottom man, I appreciate the shout out. You know, that's pretty special, man. I've always said it would have to take the right situation for me in coaching. And that's just being honest. I've seen the time that those guys put in, you know, and it's a lot. And for me to have three young boys and to try to be involved with them as much as possible, it would have to be a balance of something that I could handle and they could handle. I mean, because it's like we kind of talked about with Doug and his son. It's almost like a single parent home, just because you are gone so much and you are committed to the job. And so that's where it would really just have to be a situation that, you know, myself, my family, we're comfortable with, and you can go and do it, you know. And so I enjoy being with you guys. I enjoy, you know, the job that I have now, but you never say never. You never know what's down the line for you in that regard.
And you do your fair share of coaching on the side anyway with some of these guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, but that's our personal little, you know, it's your personal little thing. It's just to be able to, for me, it's to see, hey, look, this is what I saw. Let me share it with this other player, because it may have been something that he didn't see. Or it may be just something as it steps, or he's hesitating. And to be able to have that conversation with them, just from a guy that's been there, done that, and to share it and talk, and you keep it moving.
We like you where you're at, Deuce.
Me as well.
So. Please don't leave me.
Yeah, me as well, so we're good.
Bottle man, please. Look, I understand, and I appreciate the respect you have from that man sitting across from me, but don't weaken our team, all right? Don't weaken our team, please.
No, I think we're going to be okay. I think we're good. And, man, shout out to DeMario and his wife, Miss Davis. I know that they had the event. I didn't know it was today, though. I didn't know it was today, but they did like a roundtable event, and, you know, like Bottle Man talked about, just trying to – you're not going to solve all the issues, but let's see if we can talk about and try to solve and, you know, some issues together.
Do we know what the issues that were discussed?
Well, I would have to go back and look at it. I know it was, you know, in support of a lot of things his foundation has supported here in New Orleans, and I couldn't even – I would have to look at the flyer for it, but I did see it, and I know that it's something that they've done. This wasn't the first time that they've done it, and I know his foundation has done the waiter event where a lot of the players have come out and they've supported, but this one was like a luncheon-type situation, and, you know, just trying to make this city a little bit better, and, you know, even if you can impact the state, so be it. But, you know, just trying to help people in certain situations and just trying to make this city a little bit better, and, you know, he's been a tremendous asset – you know, not only on the field, but off the field as well.
He's going to – I think when it's all said and done, and I'm not trying to be hyperbolic here, but he gets it so much to the level that he's not going to be here as long as Drew was, but he's going to make sure he tries to have an impact, a significant impact on this city, even after his playing days are over here in New Orleans.
No, I agree 100%.
Oh, he already has. He does a lot of work with Giving Hope, NOLA, Troy Duhon and that group, and that's everything, man. That's hunger, that's adoption, that's education. And so, man, he's, you know, he's just an extraordinary person when you talk to him. Just an extraordinary person.
Yeah, and if you're not a DeMario Davis fan, something's wrong with you. As a player and as a human being, something's wrong with you. Well, Jerry.
Yeah. Oh, you got a call? Go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry in LaPlace. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on WWL.
Hey, guys. Good to hear from y'all and hear you on the radio. Great show. Look, a couple things real quick. One, I know the deal with Chauncey, and let me say this ahead of time. I apologize if I chop his name up, but Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I haven't been able to keep up with a lot. It's been real busy in my life here lately, but one thing I want to ask, is this been an ongoing issue with trying to negotiate his contract, or did just did this just come up and why? And also on the corners, what I've been seeing in the practices, the few highlights I've been getting, I like what I'm seeing, but y'all tipped on this a while ago about the physicality of some of the players. There's been a few times that I thought, oh, man, come on now. You know, you get in real live games, they're probably going to throw some flags on that. It looked like a lot of, you know, not looking back. So I wonder if that's an
issue. I don't know, fellas. I think it's most, for the most part, it's been pretty clean. I haven't seen any egregious ones. Deuce, Mike?
No, for the most part, it's been pretty clean. I mean, and they will have the officials out, you know, to be able to cover it and say, hey, look, you know, that would have been a hold, this would have been a hold. But, you know, just little things to where it's not a penalty, you know, an obvious one. That's the only thing that you don't want it to be. And, well, I was able to do it during camp. Now I can't do it during the game. And so that's one of the things that they look at as far as film as well and be able to tell them just to be able to clean up. And, you know, with Chauncey right now, he was excused from practice today and he'll be back on Monday. He's dealing with a family issue is what Coach Allen told us today. But I know that he has been trying to get an extension. When I say he, his agent and the team have been trying to work on an extension for him as far as a player. So hopefully it's not something that becomes a distraction and hopefully they can get it worked out. But, you know, it's something that has been talked about as far as getting an extension done for him.
Yeah, and you'd like to think that what Chauncey would like to do is have an extension in place before week one, and he might just say, all right, well, if it's not in place by week one, then I'll just shut it down and deal with it after the season.
We hope. A lot of teams do, but not all. And a lot of players do, but not all.
If you're the Saints, do you pay him? I do.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
The question,
you pay him as a corner or safety?
Well, that's the question. Do you pay him as a corner? Do you pay him as a safety? Is a hybrid number? You know, is it top 10? Is it top 5? That's finding a sweet spot for him.
That's why I'm not the GM. You're not the GM. That's why Mickey does what he does and Kai Harley and company, as to knowing that sweet spot. And also the agent for Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Coming up, Deuce is Wild next here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, these two are very superstitious, by the way.
Oh, my God. We didn't used to be. Actually, I've always been fairly superstitious. But last year's kickers, four of them, you know, extra points and field goals, it got a little quiet in the booth because we didn't want to say anything. I certainly couldn't go blank, blank, blank is, you know, 1 for 4, something like that. So you didn't do it.
I'm the least superstitious person I think you'll meet. Just never really got into it. But if it works for you guys, hey. Good on you. Deuce is Wild now, brought to you by Rouse's Markets. Order online for convenient curbside pickup. Deuce, take it away.
Overall, Christian, when you look at it, I think today you probably, if you're leaning, I'm going to give it to a unit, and that would be the defensive unit today as far as Deuce is Wild. And that was really for the work that they did in the red zone. And I thought that they made enough plays to where, and I'm okay with the quarterback that checks it down. And what I mean is just getting it underneath. You know, you're moving the chains. You're not forcing anything down the field. But I thought they probably forced the offense to check it down to the backs or the underneath throws. And, you know, that probably tilts it. And some of those drills were, particularly red zone, were probably slanted that way, but I thought the defense in the red zone won the day in that situation. Now I can go and say, well, what happened in blitz period? It was ugly. Very, very ugly. And that was for the offense. The offense had explosive play after explosive play after explosive play. Now everything went perfect because the backs will tell you, hey, look, I should have fitted inside or I got too deep on the pickup on a couple of those situations, but there were not a lot of busts from an offensive line standpoint against pressure, and your quarterbacks knew exactly where the pressure was coming from, and they were able to get rid of the football And the other thing, we were able to identify the mic and to know exactly how to say, you remember there was a big question last year, well, who's the center? Is Jameis making a call or is the center making a call for the mic? And there was, who hit us with a blitz back-to-back times and we could not stop it? It was the same play. Somebody hit us with the same blitz.
Miami?
Carolina.
Oh, Carolina.
Carolina hit
the first
us
matchup.
With the first matchup. Carolina hit us with the same blitz back-to-back. And one, we were in field goal range and we ended up, I don't think we even got the field goal. You know, just because we had to take a sack and then there was another negative play, incompletion. But simple things like that. Now I turn it to, come on, you want a blitz? Come on. Because guess what? If we complete it and my guy makes the one man in front of him miss, start the band up. Start the band up. So from an offensive standpoint, it was good to see that. But from a defensive standpoint, you're really pleased that you forced them probably into field goal situations down on the goal line. There were a couple times the offense probably cheated a little bit and they ran the football, you know, when it was probably a passing. I don't know if it was all passes called for, whatever the situation called for. But, you know, you're not really expecting a run, no pads on, and you're in the red zone. You're inside the 5 or 7 or whatever it was. But, you know, when you look at it, I thought those were some really, really good things. And then I got a shout out. Your punter did a really – Blake Gillikin did a really nice job today again. But I got it. I'm really – he's the guy that's kicking it. I'm really shouting out the Gunners in this certain situation. There will be a fight. I know we talked about the backs earlier on, you know, do you keep 5? Do you keep 4? How do those numbers work out? Outside of JT Gray, I could not today tell you what's going to happen at that other Gunner position. Will a guy like Alante Taylor say, this is mine? Will a guy like Kevin White, who has a ton of ability, the light
that's
finally clicks?
That's his path to make this roster. He's got to be able to do that.
He can do it, but I don't know if he can do it consistently. Or will you get another one of those defensive backs, you know, and just said, nah, this is mine. You know, so the opposite Gunner of JT is going to be just fascinating to watch and see, because that player more than likely is not going to be a starter.
Right.
You know, that player is not going to be a starter, a full-time starter for you. So he knows, kickoff, I got to be a maniac. I am going to be one of the first guys down that field. Punt, I got to be a maniac. I am racing JT Gray to be the first guy down that field. You're not going to be the returner. We already know who the returner is, you know, but it's going to be amazing to watch. Like, those next 3 games, that's where somebody's going to make a team.
I agree. It is.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I'm just saying it's, you know, I was watching it today. Marquez Callaway down to punt. Vincent Gray is another one of those DBs.
Vincent Gray, yeah, he was able to down one as well.
Now, Coach Galliano said, no, I touched the white line. And Vince was like, no, it didn't touch the white line. And so we were talking about it on the sideline. But I just feel like that's become a badge of honor within this team, you know, that to be Andrew Dowell and those guys, man, it's not just about making the team, it's about making an impact. And man, you don't ever hear talk about guys, I want to be the best Gunner. You know, JT Gray makes the Pro Bowl last year. I just feel like
all pro.
The position has changed. You're right. I think I'm fascinated because who that other guy is probably going to be somewhat, maybe I don't know if a surprise, but that's how he makes a team.
Listen, I think to further your point and Hoss's point, Kiko Alonso retires. Who do they sign? Quentin Meeks, a cornerback, who has special team experience.
He made 3 or 4 plays today, though.
Right.
Defensively.
Right. I know.
Kid probably didn't even know, hey, just go line up right here.
Cover that guy.
We're playing cover 3.
Cat defense.
Yeah, we're playing cover 3. You know, and the Saints may not even call it cover 3, but for him, he knew exactly what cover 3 was. But he made some plays defensively today. I think that he made even one where, now he may have gotten ran over, but Juwan Johnson made a catch and he was probably around the 3-yard line.
Yeah.
And there would have been a collision.
Yeah.
Now,
but Juwan went on to the end zone.
Yeah, Juwan went on to the end zone, but there would have been a collision, a big time collision. But I mean, that kid didn't even know what's his defense call again? You know,
just
but
play
like, go play football and let me evaluate you. And so small things like that, I agree with you 100%.
He could be a candidate for that opposite gunner position. All right, we'll wrap up Sports Talk, a special edition next here on WWL. Sounds from training camp brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, Christian Garrick here on a special edition of Sports Talk as we are a week away from the first preseason game. And as we close here, you mentioned Juwan Johnson, Deuce, a minute ago, you and Mike both. And I was a little sour on him early in OTAs, but here lately the last couple of days, and maybe he was dealing with something that we didn't know about injury-wise because he did miss some time in camp. But I'm a little bit more bullish on him than I initially was at the start of training camp. He looks like he's moving better. He's high-pointing the football. I think he was dealing with something, even going back to the OTAs. I don't know if you guys have noticed the same thing. Mike?
I've been in Juwan Johnson's camp. I've always been a big fan. Converted wide receiver. He's got moves that you can't teach. And I think he got in Sean's doghouse. I mean, I think his touchdown to reception ratio is 40%. When he catches the ball, it's a touchdown. Anyway, so not everybody's in that camp, but I am. I'm a Juwan Johnson fan.
I'm definitely a fan. I mean, and I think the ability is not the question.
No, yeah. Yeah.
The ability is not
no,
the question.
I agree.
Now, there's some small nuances that you have to be able to do just because you're changing positions and you got to get comfortable with that position. But he's got to get it for himself to say, hey, look, I don't care what's going on. I'm the best player on this field. And when he gets
that. Does he use his frame well enough, or is that something he's got to evolve?
I think he does for how you want to use him. I mean, he's never – there was a play that he was matched up with Cam Jordan in red zone. It was destined to fail before the ball even snapped because he was blocking Cam Jordan one-on-one.
Well, that's unfair to ask any tight end to do that.
But I'm just saying you weren't going to throw the play out. You had to run the play.
Right, right.
But if you're asking him to do that, shame on you, Saints. Shame on you, Saints coaching staff.
Yeah.
Because it's not what he's going to do. Now, he's going to have to do it, but he's not going to make a living do it. Does that make sense?
Probably not. Yeah, and they're probably not going to put him in that situation in a game.
Well, no, you got to do it some. I mean, because teams are going to recognize and know that, hey, look, this guy's never going to base block the defensive end. He is never going to base block the defensive end.
I got you.
Now, if he's cutting off the defensive end, Juwan, you got to get your head around. You got to get your feet. Your footwork has to be great. And what I mean by that is you got to beat Cam to the spot. You've got to get inside of that defensive end, and you got to strain, and you got to hope and tell that back to hurry up and get through the hole, because if you don't, you're going to get beat. And so Cam was just too strong for him, and he got inside, and the play was a negative right away. But his ability to create plays downfield for you will give you what Jarvis Landry gives you from a traditional slot receiver. That's
makes
what
sense.
You got.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Seam route, man.
Seam route, back shoulder.
Man, stuff we haven't seen in years.
Mismatch with the safety
right.
That's covering me, and I know I can run by that safety, throw me a jump ball. I mean, he can do all of those things, but you got to be out on the field.
Saints will not be on the field tomorrow. They are off. And, again, we're a week away from Saints-Texans preseason. Before we push out of here, I want to thank Chris Coleman of Master Control, also Stephen Geller for helping us put together the program, our operations and brand manager, Diane Newman. I'm Christian Garrick. Mike, it was a pleasure.
Thank you, as always, man.
I'm going to hand the ball off to Deuce. He's going to take us to the house. Go ahead, Deuce.
He scores! Nah, thank you all for listening to us. It's been fantastic. Check the guys out, what, Monday?
Monday.
Yep. Monday. Bobby, you and
Detilier.
And Detilier. Should be a lot of fun. It's game week, baby. Who that?
You usually have a little message for the fans.
We love them. Be safe.
There you go.
Don't do anything foolish out there.
There you go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.